天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。我们现在正在学习的系列是《使徒行传》God's Power for Living， 依靠神的能力生活。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们一起来探讨圣灵的能力。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in once again.
很感谢你再次收听这个节目。
Do you know that there are many people in the world who are fascinated with power?
你知道在这世界上有许多人都醉心于权势吗？
There are some who crave power.
也有些人渴望权势。
And there are those who are intoxicated by power.
也有些人被权势毒害。
Those who get intoxicated by alcohol can at least recover.
那些酒精中毒的酒鬼还有复原的机会。
But those who get intoxicated by power seldom recover.
但那些受权力欲毒害的人呢，很少能复原的。
Through the years, I have come to distinguish between the mirage of power and real power.
这些年来，我渐渐懂得如何区别虚幻的权力和真实的权力。
Between fleeting power and permanent power.
逐渐消逝的权力和长久的权力。
Between the visible power and the invisible power.
可见的权力和隐形的权力。
Between the ever-dying power and the everlasting power.
昙花一现的权力和永远长存的权力。
Between self-serving power and self-giving power.
自私自利的权力和大公无私的权力。
Humanity at large is almost always tempted by the fleeting and the visible.
人性普遍都受到看得见和容易消逝的权力吸引。
They are tempted by the ever-dying self-serving power.
他们受短暂的自私自利的权力诱惑。
But on the day of Pentecost,
然而在五旬节那一天，
Jesus, who was true to his promise to his disciples, sent the Holy Spirit.
耶稣信守他对门徒的应许，差派了圣灵降临。
He told them that they could not have life without the life giver.
他告诉他们，离开赐生命者就得不到生命。
He told them that they cannot be effective in their witness without the power of his spirit.
他告诉他们，若没有圣灵的能力，他们就不能有效地为主做见证。
He told them that there cannot be any true fellowship without the unity of his spirit.
他告诉他们，若没有合一的灵，他们就不能形成真正的团契。
He told them that they cannot develop Christian character without the fruit of his spirit.
他告诉他们，若没有圣灵的果子，他们就不能建立基督徒的特质。
He told them that there can be no true understanding without the Spirit of truth.
他告诉他们，若没有真理的灵，他们就没有真正的悟性。
So in Acts chapter 2, true to his word, Jesus sent his Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第二章里，耶稣信守诺言，差派了圣灵降临。
10 days after his ascension, Jesus sent his Holy Spirit.
在他升天十天之后，耶稣差派了圣灵。
Jesus sent his Holy Spirit to dwell permanently in the believers.
耶稣差派圣灵永远居住在基督徒里面。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
Acts chapter 2 is a turning point in the history of the kingdom of God.
使徒行传第二章是神国度历史的转折点。
Acts chapter 2 tells us that the day of Pentecost is unrepeatable day.
使徒行传第二章告诉我们，那个五旬节是不会重复出现的。
Pentecost was the inaugural day for the new era of the Spirit.
那个五旬节是圣灵时代的开幕仪式。
While Pentecost is individually experienced afresh by every new Christian,
虽然每一个新的基督徒都有圣灵充满了个别经历，
Pentecost Day itself is unrepeatable.
但那个五旬节是不会重复出现的。
Now, I want us to look at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13.
现在让我们来看《使徒行传》第二章第一到十三节。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷，都惊讶稀奇，说：看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在米索波大米、犹太、加帕多加、本都、亚西亚、佛吕加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利奈的吕比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人，格里底和亚拉伯人，都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。众人就都惊讶猜疑，彼此说：这是什么意思呢？还有人讥诮说：他们无非是新酒灌满了。
And we will see that under three headings.
我们可以把这段经文分为三个标题。
First,
第一，
The evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的证据。
Verses 1 to 4
在第一到第四节那里。
Secondly,
第二，
The effect of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的功效。
Verses 5 to 11.
在五到十一节那里。
Thirdly,
第三，
The explanation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的说明。
Verses 12 and 13.
在十二到十三节那里。
The evidence, the effect, and the explanation.
证据、功效和说明。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, Dr. Luke tells us,
使徒行传第二章第一节，路加医生告诉我们，
that when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place.
当五旬节来临时，他们全都在一间屋子里。
Do you remember from the last message that there were 120 of them in one accord?
你还记得上次节目说过，他们一共有120人。
It meant that they were united in purpose.
也就是说，他们为同一个目的联合在一起。
They were all united in waiting.
他们同心等候。
They were all united in anticipation.
他们同心期待。
They were united in the expectation of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们同心期盼圣灵降临。
The day of Pentecost was to celebrate the feast of the harvest.
五旬节是庆祝丰收的节日。
Which always took place 50 days after the Passover.
也就是在逾越节之后的50天。
It was also the celebration of the giving of the law to Moses.
那天也庆祝神借着摩西所颁布的律法。
My listening friend, remember this.
亲爱的朋友，请记住。
The New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
新约是旧约的应验。
The Old Testament was the shadow.
旧约是影子。
The New Testament is the real thing.
新约是实体。
The Old Testament was the symbol.
旧约是象征。
The New Testament is the meaning of the symbol.
新约是象征的真实意义。
In the Old Testament, they slayed a lamb on the Passover day to commemorate the deliverance from slavery.
旧约时代，他们在逾越节宰杀一只羔羊，来纪念从奴役中解放出来。
And it was on a Passover day that the Lamb of God was slain.
同样的，神的羔羊也是在逾越节被杀的。
So that he may deliver from sin all those who put their trust in him.
因此，他才能拯救所有相信他的人，把他们从罪恶中释放出来。
50 days later, when they were celebrating the first fruit of their harvest,
50天之后，当他们庆贺初熟的收成时，
the Holy Spirit of God was given.
神赐下圣灵。
Dr. Luke said,
路加医生说，
On that day, suddenly the Holy Spirit came.
那一天，圣灵忽然降临。
Although the disciples knew the Holy Spirit was coming,
虽然门徒知道圣灵会来，
They did not know how and when.
但他们不知道在什么时候怎样来到。
The same thing will be true about the return of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的再来也是这样。
Those of us who are longing for his return,
我们这些渴望他回来的人，
Those who are expecting the return of the Lord,
我们这些期盼主回来的人，
Know that his return is imminent.
知道他很快就要回来了。
But he will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night.
却是在想不到的时候，就像夜间的贼偷偷来了那样。
If Jesus comes back today, will you be ready to meet him?
如果耶稣今天就回来，你预备好见他吗？
In Acts chapter 2, Dr. Luke gives us three evidences of the power of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章，路加医生告诉我们圣灵的大能的三个证据。
There was an awesome sound.
有令人震惊的大响声。
There was an awesome sight.
有令人震惊的现象。
And there was an awesome speech.
有令人震惊的宣告。
What was the awesome sound?
什么大响声呢？
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2,
在创世纪第一章第二节，
When it says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters,
那里说神的灵运行在水面上。
It means violent rushing wind.
意思是指强烈的暴风。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because on the day of Pentecost, a new creation is taking place.
因为在那个五旬节有了新的创造。
Not only there was an awesome sound,
不仅有令人震惊的大响声，
But also there was an awesome sight.
也有令人震惊的现象。
Luke said there were tongues of fire.
路加说有舌头如火焰显现出来。
Now these are not literal flames.
当然那不是真正的火。
They would have burnt the place down.
不然整个屋子都会烧起来了。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
He says it was as of tongues of fire.
路加说如火焰。
What does fire symbolize?
火象征什么呢？
In the Old Testament, fire symbolizes the presence of God.
在旧约里，火代表神的显现。
In the Old Testament, fire symbolizes light.
在旧约里，火代表光明。
In the Old Testament, fire symbolizes purity.
在旧约里，火代表纯洁。
Before the coming of the Holy Spirit, the world was cold, dark, unloved, and impure.
圣灵降临之前，世界是冰冷的、黑暗的、没有爱、不纯洁。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 49, Jesus said,
路加福音十二章四十九节，耶稣说，
I came to bring fire on earth.
我来要把火丢在地上。
That is the fire of his presence.
这火就是他的显现。
That's the fire of his light.
就是他的光。
That's the fire of his purity.
那就是他的纯洁。
Most people do not or cannot comprehend that without the Holy Spirit in the world was a terrible place.
大 大部分的人都不明白，这个世界如果没有圣灵，将是一个多么可怕的地方。
If it was not for the Holy Spirit in the believer's life, even today,
即使在今天，若不是因为在基督徒生命里的圣灵，
this world would be dark, anarchistic, horrible, and unlivable.
这个世界就是一个充满黑暗、混乱、恐怖、无法居住的地方。
And one day when the believers are taken out of this earth,
有一天当基督徒都被提离开了这个世界，
and the Holy Spirit withdraws,
而圣灵也离开了，
darkness will rule supreme,
黑暗将要掌权，
and they will regret it, but it will be too late,
人们要后悔，但为时已晚。
Listen carefully, my listening friend,
朋友，请留心听。
Awesome sound communicates to the ears.
令人震惊的大响声传到耳朵里。
The awesome sight communicates to the eyes.
令人震惊的现象看在眼睛里。
But then there was an awesome speech which communicates with the tongue.
但令人震惊的宣告是用舌头说出来的。
When the Holy Spirit filled the disciples, they were able to speak foreign languages.
当圣灵充满门徒时，他们就能说别国的语言。
Why?
为什么呢？
That brings me to the second point.
这跟我所要说的第二点有关。
The effect of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的功效。
Please look at verses 5 to 11 of chapter 2.
请看第二章第五到十一节。
When the apostles spoke in other languages,
当使徒说别国的语言时，
There was a reason for that.
那是有原因的。
Let me tell you why.
让我告诉你为什么。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天，
There were pilgrims in Jerusalem from every corner of the known world.
来自世界各地的朝圣者齐集在耶路撒冷城。
There were people from Mesopotamia and Cappadocia.
有从米索波大米和加帕多加来的人。
There were people from Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and Rome and Crete and Arabia.
有从本都、亚细亚、庞菲利亚、埃及、罗马、格里底和亚拉伯来的人。
What was the purpose of the tongues or foreign languages?
圣灵赐下说各国语言或方言的能力，目的是什么呢？
Remember what Jesus said in Acts chapter 1?
还记得耶稣在《使徒行传》第一章里怎么说吗？
You shall be my witnesses, but wait until the Holy Spirit comes.
你们要做我的见证，但要先等待圣灵降临。
Why did he say this?
他为什么这么说呢？
Because without the Spirit's power, they cannot be effective witnesses.
因为若是没有圣灵的大能，他们就不能有效地做见证。
Now that the Holy Spirit had come with such awesome sound and sight,
如今圣灵降临了，同时又有令人震惊的大响声和现象。
They were given awesome speech in order to witness in these foreign languages.
他们也领受了令人惊异的宣告，并用各国的语言做见证。
This was such an awesome power that the hundreds of thousands of visitors who came to Jerusalem heard the gospel in their own language.
这实在是奇异的能力，让许许多多来到耶路撒冷的旅客都能听到用他们自己的语言所传讲的福音。
And today, faithful witnesses empowered by the Holy Spirit are being effective witnesses for Jesus Christ in every corner of the globe.
今天许多带着圣灵能力又忠心的见证人仍然在世界的每一个角落为耶稣基督做见证并大有功效。
These faithful believers around the world know what it is to have real power.
这些在世界各地忠诚的基督徒都体会到什么是真实的能力。
Everlasting power.
长存的能力。
Permanent power.
永久的能力。
Self-giving power.
大公无私的能力
，invisible power，
隐形的能力。
And one day, when the invisible power becomes visible，
当有一天隐形的能力成为可见的。
One day, when Jesus is manifested with all his glory，
有一天耶稣彰显出他完全的荣耀时。
Those who were intoxicated with false, fleeting, earthly power will weep and gnash their teeth.
所有曾迷醉于虚假的、短暂的、世界的权势的人都要哀哭切齿。
But it will be too late.
但为时已晚。
The door of mercy will be shut.
怜悯之门已经关闭。
The door of forgiveness will be shut.
赦罪之门已经关闭。
The door of grace will be shut.
恩典之门已经关闭。
The evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的证据。
The effect of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的功效。
Thirdly,
第三。
The explanation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵大能的说明。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, they were amazed and perplexed.
当圣灵降临在使徒身上时，他们都感到很惊讶，也很困惑。
They asked one another, "What does this mean?"
他们彼此问道，这是什么意思呢？
Some, however, made fun of them and said that they were drunk.
也有人讥诮他们说，他们喝醉了。
Listen carefully, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听。
Whenever you faithfully witness for Jesus Christ, there will be two reactions.
每当你忠心地为耶稣基督做见证时，不外乎有两种反应。
There are those who stand in amazement at God's grace.
有因着神的恩典而惊叹不已的人。
And they receive it thankfully and are saved.
他们带着感恩的心接受并得救了。
But then there are those who rationalize the rejection of God's grace.
但也有人为自己拒绝神的救恩找理由。
And send themselves to eternal damnation.
结果把自己送进永远的灭亡。
That has not changed in 2,000 years.
这情形2000年来都没有改变。
Jesus' name is as divisive today as it was 2,000 years ago.
耶稣的名字在今天和2000年前一样，都会引起人们的争论。
But Jesus himself told us that his name is divisive.
但耶稣早就告诉我们，他的名字会引起纠纷。
Jesus himself told us that he came to bring a sword.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，他来会引起刀剑之争。
Jesus himself told us that he came to bring fire.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，他来会引起火的焚烧。
Jesus himself told us that there are sheep and there are goats.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，世上有绵羊和山羊之分。
Jesus himself told us that there is wheat and there is chaff.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，有麦子也有稗子。
Jesus himself told us that there are those who will believe in him and those who will mock him.
耶稣亲口告诉我们，有些人会相信他，也有些人会讥诮他。
And we should not be surprised at these two reactions.
对这两种反应，我们不用感到惊讶。
The Bible said those who mocked Jesus.
圣经说，那些讥诮耶稣的人。
Those who rejected him.
拒绝他的人。
Those who despised him.
藐视他的人。
Will experience the eternal and forever separation from him and all that is good in his world.
将会永远跟他隔离，也得不到在他世界里的一切美善的福分。
In ignorance, they do not understand that he is the one who tells the sun to rise in the morning.
他们因为无知，所以不明白，其实是耶稣让太阳每天早晨升起来的。
He is the one who tells the grass to grow.
是他让青草生长。
He is the one from whom all blessings flow.
是他赐下一切的福气。
And when he is withdrawn, they will have hell on earth.
当他离开了，这世界就会成为地狱。
But those who have received Jesus Christ,
但那些接受耶稣基督的人，
those who have worshipped him,
敬拜他的人，
those who bow to him,
向他屈膝的人，
they will experience eternity in heaven.
他们将要在天堂享受永生。
My listening friend, I want to tell you this very, very important message.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一个非常非常重要的信息。
It is my deepest desire that not a single person who is hearing our voices would not respond to the love of Jesus Christ.
我最深的盼望就是，所有收听我们节目的朋友， 每一位都能回应耶稣基督的爱。
He is waiting for you.
他正等待着你。
Will you come to him?
你愿意来到他面前吗？
Will you receive him?
你愿意接受他吗？
Will you accept his forgiveness?
你愿意接受他的赦免吗？
And then write and tell us.
请你写信来告诉我们你的回答。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的神名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的神名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的神名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。我相信依靠圣灵的大能，在等待主耶稣基督再来的过程中，我们便可以更多的认识和成长。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。